Wireless Music Radio Free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
I don't know how, but we made it. We made it another week, and the last week that we will be together. Folks, this is it. Last week before the end of the year, and another year if we make it. Another decade, I'm told. Well, today is the 28th of December, and it's 2019. I don't know how, but as I said, it is amazing. Never thought we'd get this far. Hoped we wouldn't get this far, believe it or not, and here we are. So today, I have a special program that I have designed. We were going to have Paul Tepeti back in for a half hour because he has his new release, but he said he changed his mind, and he'll make it next week for a half hour, just to give us his opening salvo, and that'll be it. And have some other things that I would like to get into, God willing, if we have the time and the chance next week. Well, one thing I'm very happy about is that, as you know, I personally did finish reading the scriptures, the Holy Bible, from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation, in about 4 years, you know, one chapter at a time, one chapter a day, and chapter upon chapter, not a verse here and a verse there, as many do, but reading it and trying to do it in a way that I can recall some of it. You know, it's hard to recall. It's a very thick book, a very big book. And so I read it out loud. And that's, I think, one way that works for me. Here I am in Genesis again, starting over. I don't know. It depends on how the Spirit leads, but I might be skipping from Genesis to Exodus. I might go right to Leviticus. It just depends. But I know we don't have that kind of time left. At least I feel I know we don't. So I'm trying to restudy the most important sections, I feel, in the scriptures. And the first chapters of Genesis are very important, most important. Because as we've often said, if you don't get that under your belt, you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to learn anything. You're not going to understand anything. It's amazing how I've met people. You know, on a daily basis, well, sometimes, you know, weekly or monthly even, who are in a church that I know of that's a big church in Rhode Island. It's a Bible-preaching church. It's one of those independent churches, Baptist, whatever. And, you know, I meet these people, and there's quite a few. Attendance is way up. It's way, way up. And, of course, you know, their debt to pay for the huge edifice they have. It's like watching, you know, the, what is it, Crystal Cathedral? It's so vast. It's amazing. It's probably a $50 million edifice, whatever. But they better pay it off before the rapture comes. That's all I can say. Anyhow, and I meet these people. Same ones, and I've shared things with them. You know, I don't resent them because I know that they like to mock and they like to joke and jest, some of them. Some of them don't because of what my difference of opinion or view of Scripture is. And so one of them I meet from time to time, and he, you know, he said to me, you know, Rick, he said, I've learned a lot from you, and you've taught me a lot and everything else. And then the next breath, he comes out and says, and, oh, we're doing well in my church. And, you know, I do believe in the rapture. After all that I've said, after all he's agreed to, after all he's seen, you know, he'll say, I do see it now. And I said, good, good, very good for you. If you feel comfortable with that, well, go for it. You know, I'm not going to be the one to influence you. I'm just going to tell you what I see and what I don't see, and we'll go from there. So, you know what? It's amazing, but I've come to the conclusion that many of the people I meet are the same people who really have a totally different view of the Bible. Oh, they attack the Catholics, and they attack all of the other denominations. We've got the truth. We have it all under our belt. We've got the gospel, and we know it all. And then you ask them a simple question, and then they flounder. They just don't have the answer. Well, I don't know. I don't claim to be, you know, perfect at all, obviously. I'm a student, too. I learn. And anybody who pretends that they know it all really doesn't know very much of anything. Because we know nothing compared to what the Creator knows. He knows it all. He is it all. And when we start getting a little bit cocky and we start saying we know more than God, or we know more than most people around us, we're going to be the teacher, we're treading on some dangerous ground, I think. And I've done it myself. And, you know, in trying to, you know, judge others and look at them and you know, come to conclusions. Not my business to do that, and it's not anybody's business to do that. Just share and feed my sheep. Now, that's the pastor's role, is to feed the sheep. And are they feeding the sheep in most of these churches? Yes, they are. But what are they feeding them? Huh? That's the question. Are they feeding them good quality food? Are they feeding them nutritious meals? Or are they feeding them junk food, garbage, sewage, and they're getting sicker and sicker and sicker? Well, that's the question that I guess they'll find the answer to when Jesus comes. Many of them will be looking for mountains to hide under, you know, these caves to hide in, because they're not teaching the truth. And there is an excuse, I think, for most of them. Really, the people in the pew really cannot be faulted always, because they're being led by the teachers, you know, the pastors and the ministers and so forth. And they've graduated from these cemeteries, these theological seminaries. And they, you know, pat themselves on the back. They beat their breasts. They pound their chests. And here it is, folks. It's my way or no way. It's God's way or no way. Well, you know, it's amazing. Going back to the beginning, I'm finding it to be fascinating to look at Genesis, you know, the beginning of this age that God created. And we read of the age, and we read of the creation of man, Ish, and, you know, we read of the creation of Adam and the Adamic race, separate from all the other races. And then men get out of control all over the earth. They just became totally ungovernable. And God said, I've had enough. And he said he regretted that he had ever created man on the earth. Well, in Genesis chapter 8, we had this flood just take place, the flood of Noah. And God instructed Noah to build an ark, to get all of those on the ark that he wanted, all of, two of every kind. And this was a flood that would take place. And many, I think, believe that it was not a worldwide global flood, but it was a geographical flood in that area where the Nephilim had fallen, the fallen angels, and began to seduce the daughters of Adam. And so you had these breeds and these freaks of nature coming to pass. And you had the attempt to destroy the seed line through which Jesus Christ would come. Satan is a crafty one. He's a very shrewd one. And he obviously seeks to do that again today. And as it says in the scriptures, the apostles knew that as it was in the days of Noah, and so shall it be in the last days. And they will see these seducing spirits, these fallen angels, coming back again. Well, in Genesis chapter 8, now we have the flood. We have all those in that area consumed by the waters, and all of them dead. man, beast, fowl of the air, everything. Insects all washed away, except for Noah and his family, his sons, his daughters. And we had, of course, the two of every kind. And he said, and the Lord said in 21, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor when the waters had subsided these 150 days of this flood. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, get this, folks, you global warmingists out there, seed time and harvest time and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Now, that seems to contradict all of these naysayers and all of these fearmongers who are telling us about climate change now and global warming, global cooling, you know, that what it used to be, global cooling, many years ago. You remember in the 60s and 70s and so on and so forth? Well, anyway, what they've said is basically insane. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense at all. And this is the proof right here. God says what will come to pass. But the most important perspective here that's missing is that he controls the weather. That's the point. It's not up to men and all of their foolishness and all of their childishness and their wastefulness and their polluting of the earth, although these things certainly are important. Wastefulness and deliberately trying to toxify everything around us. That certainly is not a good thing. But that is not going to destroy anything. It's not going to destroy the earth. It may destroy men's bodies, animal life. But the animals are too smart. They don't want to eat that junk that we have poisoned, you see? But here they are saying that they know more than God. People know more than God, and they are in control of the weather. They are in control of destiny. Well, despite the fact that there are attempts to change the weather patterns and do a number of nefarious things, they cannot ultimately use the weather to do what they seek to do. And they cannot control he who is in control of the weather. That's the thing. Just like peace. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. There will not be peace until I come to wage war. So Jesus says. So man does not control the weather, but God uses the weather. And this is probably the first instance that I can think of at the moment where God has used the weather to destroy. Yeah, all the time we hear about earthquakes now, that Jesus spoke about in the last days, and we hear about all kinds of volcanic activity. We hear about all kinds of thunder showers and storms. We hear about mudslides. You know, we hear about a myriad of other things that are taking place all over the earth, typhoons, storms at sea that just continue to ravish and take away people's lives by the dozens and hundreds and even thousands. Well, this is all in God's purview. Weather, the way the earth has created, been recreated and replenished in this age, and the fact that he has guaranteed he will never flood the earth again, but he will judge it with fire. So, it's no wonder those children of the devil are so fearful of fire. They are fearful because instinctively they know, I believe, that fire awaits them who are of the synagogue of Satan. They shall not escape the wrath of God to come. So think about those things. I was amazed, again, reading it the second time. I made new footnotes, new annotations, and that really is important, I think, to me to try to learn more and more every time. Well, here we are. You know, folks, we've created, we've all this, you know, last week was Christmas, and I hope you had a good Christmas and that you got a little closer to these truths. Put aside all this foolish talk of politics and kings and generals and sergeants and vice presidents and congressional candidates. It's all a bunch of rubbish. It is to no avail to worry about any of it, because all of it, again, is basically under the purview of the Father. So, I mean, no matter what men seek to do, they cannot do it right, because they're not right with him. You know, I mean, I've always found, you know, that there were verses of Scripture that I didn't understand completely, and I still don't. But one that came to mind was, how is it that God can do this? And now I understand. He said that when a man's ways please the Lord, when a man's ways please God, he, God, maketh even his enemies or adversaries to be at peace with him. And only God can do that. And that's why you can walk through a torrent of enemies and opposition. You can go to a meeting and face nothing but evil people around you trying to do things at a, say, a hearing, a legislative hearing. And yet, they can't touch you. God is able to quell any attempts that they may have to take you down when he needs you most of all. He changes their hearts. He changes their minds. Some of them he kills. You know, some have had heart attacks and cancers and other things that took them down. People that tried to bring down programs such as at RBN and so forth. And locally, I've had that happen. Many of them are no longer with us, you know. So, you have to have your trust and faith in him. And that's the thing that all of his prophets, all of his true prophets, not false, but true prophets and good king, had to find out through experience. When we serve him and him alone, and we pay heed to what he said, what to do and what not to do, nobody and nada, nothing can touch us. And that is true. That was true of America at one time. But now America is deluged. All kinds of opposition, all kinds of problems, all kinds of invasions, all kinds of turmoil, political, economic turmoil, all kinds of physical turmoil in the streets, danger everywhere. You know, a land of the free and a home of the brave? I don't think so. Not anymore. And all these egghead professors that are seeking grant money are willing to take 50 G's or 200,000 or whatever to do a study, another study as to why that is. Why is it that we have so many problems now that we didn't have 50 years ago and 75 years ago, you know, domestically? And, I mean, I can tell them. I can give them a clue, but they don't want that. They want the money. It's all about following the money trail and prestige and being, shall we say, lauded in the media as great thinkers and pioneers, all of these so-called geniuses. It's all BS. It's all malarkey. So we need to, all of us, individually understand that no matter what comes to pass, no matter what happens, if we're doing the will of God, we can be safe. So what happened? You know, a few weeks ago, I was in a place of food shopping, and I met this young man came up to me and helped me. He helped me pack, and I said, that's okay. You don't have to do that. But no, he was very helpful and very nice about it. His name was Andrew. And I just happened to tell him that, you know, you're looking at a dead man. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, I'm a dead man. Come back. I said, I wasn't supposed to be here 20 years ago, 15 years ago, even just 4 years ago. You know, I was beset with all of these problems, physical ailments, and I just got through eliminating cancer invasion. And I told him how I did it. And when I come back with you, I will tell you the rest of the story. So much more to come today, folks. You stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Between program, between Christmas and New Year's. And this will be our last show, obviously, of New Year's and New Year's Eve. We have something, something very interesting lined up for you. We're not going to just entertain as many of these, you know, corrupt and bought and paid for talk shows nationally will entertain you and cajole you and make you just feel happy. Well, we want you to think. And that's the important thing that they, the enemy, does not want you to do, is to think on your own. So getting back to this encounter which I had with this man, this, I guess he's 21, I knew that he's a little intelligent, you know, because he wasn't going to college or school at his age. So I asked him that, and I told him what had just happened with my healing and how I was healed, you know, medicinally but naturopathically, of cancer, you know, bladder cancer. And he said, how did you do it? And I explained to him. I said, if I had done what the doctors wanted me to do, I said, you'd be looking at a ghost today. And so I explained to him nature. I explained to him God's herbs. I explained to him God's healing medicines. I explained to him those things. And right away, you know, he chimed in, very intelligent, and he talked about some of the things that I was talking about medicinally. And I was amazed, and I said, are you in college? He said, no, no. He says, I'm trying to get into trade school. I said, very wise move. He wants to be a welder. So I said, that's good. Get a trade, learn a trade, you do something to make yourself useful to people instead of just getting a sheepskin, because that means nothing. I mean, that means absolutely nothing. It buys votes for politicians. It suckers up to the dumb kids, you know, say, "Ooh, vote for me. Get your family to vote for me. I'm giving away freebies today." You know, like these senators and congressmen and girls that bring home the bacon to their district. And in fact, the bacon doesn't exist anyway. It's stolen from them. The money is stolen from them, or it's borrowed privately from the corrupt banking system. So they don't know that. Most people don't. But this kid was smart, and I was amazed. And, you know, he impressed me. And so he said to me on the way out, he says, "You know, you're a man of much knowledge." That's what he said to me. I said, "You probably haven't met many like me, but thank you for the compliment, and so are you." I was kind of taken aback by that. Not surprised. I do encounter this from time to time. We can't sell them short. Not every kid today, not every youngster, is just brainwashed, you know, by the system. One thing, though, he did say to me that was interesting. He says, "I don't watch the news. I don't watch the media." And I said, "Well, what do you watch?" And he says, "Well, I'm at home with my mom," which is the way nowadays. And he says, "We subscribe to Netflix." And I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to hurt him. But I was going to say, uh-oh, you know, the propaganda you get fed to you isn't just coming through the so-called news media, the stories, the fake accounts of events taking place, the twists, the turns, the lies, the falsifications, the omissions. But I said it's in entertainments. You see, the most diabolical and the most effective lies today can come simply by that idiot box with entertainment. It doesn't have to be billed as news, quite the contrary. It's entertainment. And in entertainment, you find it to be most, most beneficial to sneak in propaganda, whether it's the Holocaust propaganda, whether it's war propaganda, and there's more war movies being made now than ever before. World War One now. They run out of ideas for Holocaust camps and World War II propaganda movies. So now they're starting the World War One kick again, you know? We got to get into that because we have the anniversary and, you know, here we are, 100 years of war. So we got to get more people to sign up. Well, anyway, that was my point, is the propaganda comes in a variety of ways, not just through the media in terms of news, but in terms of what you like to watch, propaganda. That's why in sports you'll have more propaganda than virtually anywhere. You have, it's not just the fake ads during the Super Bowl time or the, you know, World Series. It's everything. It's every single aspect of life. It is an agenda. It is control. And I say just watch out. Be aware of what is false and what's true. And the only way you can do that is getting into the Word and understanding what makes this world tick. Who is the ruler of this world? Who is the spirit that governs the planet today, okay, that deceives the nations? Well, we know Satan. And if they don't want to believe in that, then they're going to be deceived right to the very end. And they are. They're ready. They're set up for deception. They're set up for collapse economically and politically and health-wise as well. They're just waiting for the man of sin to come along and offer them an escape valve. They're all locked and loaded. I do pity them. I do feel sorry for them. I pray for the world. I pray for them that during the millennial time that many will come to the truth. Many will come because he is the truth. Satan will be bound. There's no excuse for people during that 1,000-year reign for them not to know the truth. Now, they either want it or they don't. They either accept it or they reject it. You know, when we come back after this next break, I'm going to go back in history at this time of year. Believe it or not, 1941. Washington, Roosevelt, Christmas time in 1941. What happened in that year? December 7th. Take a guess. We'll come right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Rick Adams, Uncensored, here only at RBN. We're talking a time many, many years ago, almost 80 years ago, when a man called Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt was in the White House, and another equally odious man in England, Churchill, was installed into power. Both of them, by the way, guilty of, talk about high crimes and treasonous events. This tops the cake. And yet you still can't get a total exoneration for two men that were the scapegoats of that Pearl Harbor attack. Imagine that, huh? Kimmel and Short. Well, anyway, this is Christmas time, 1941. And just think about what a sorrowful time it was. America was lulled into a war that she wanted no part of. And that's a fact. The polls kept showing that the America First Committee and others were successful in bringing a new level of consciousness to the world, and particularly to the American world, this continent, to stay out of foreign events, to keep out of Europe's never-ending Rothschild finance wars. They were receptive to it. They were wise. They were right on the money. Then, smack dab, wouldn't you know it, those sneaky Japanese just happened to attack America at Pearl Harbor, which was unguarded, which had been denuded of its military resources and left vulnerable by I wonder who. It must have been Hitler. It must have been somebody else. Maybe it was Mussolini. We don't know. But somehow that happened. And here, clinking glasses, laughing and giggling in Washington. Together, Roosevelt and Churchill. Roosevelt addresses the Congress. Now, you listen to the diabolical sound of his voice, soothing at first, but then you know that he had just killed 2,700 some odd men at Pearl Harbor. He did it. He knew it. He was aware of it. No more excuses. I'm sorry, but the facts obviously contravene all of the lies. This is what Roosevelt was saying to Congress. Let's hear a couple of minutes of it here.
And now, for the ninth time, I light the living community Christmas tree of the nation's capital. Fellow workers for freedom. There are many men and women in America, sincere and faithful men and women, who are asking themselves this Christmas, how can we light our tree? How can we give our gifts? How can we meet and worship with love and with uplifted spirit and heart in a world at war, a world of fighting and suffering and death? How can we pause, even for a day, even for Christmas Day, in our urgent labor of arming a decent humanity against the enemies which beset it? How can we put the world aside as men and women put the world aside in peaceful years to rejoice in the birth of Christ? These are natural, inevitable questions in every part of the world which is resisting the evil thing. And even as we ask these questions, we know the answer. There is another preparation demanded of this nation beyond and beside the preparation of weapons and materials of war. There is demanded also of us the preparation of our hearts, the arming of our hearts. And when we make ready our hearts for the labor and the suffering and the ultimate victory which lie ahead, then we observe Christmas Day with all of its memories and all of its meanings, as we should. Looking into the days to come, I have set aside a day of prayer, and in that proclamation I have said, the year 1941 has brought upon our nation a war of aggression by powers dominated by arrogant rulers whose selfish purpose is to destroy free institutions. They would thereby take from the freedom-loving peoples of the earth the hard-won liberties gained over many centuries. The new year of 1942 calls for the courage and the resolution of old and young to help to win a world struggle in order that we may preserve all that we hold dear. We are confident in our love for any other symbol. Against enemies who preach the principles of hate and practice them, we set our faith in human love and in God's care for us and all men everywhere. It is in that spirit, and with particular thoughtfulness of those our sons and brothers who serve in our armed forces on land and sea, near and far, those who serve for us and endure for us, that we light our Christmas candles now across the continent from one coast to the other on this Christmas Eve. We have joined with many other nations and peoples in a very great cause. Millions of them have been engaged in the task of defending good with their life blood for months and for years. One of their great leaders stands beside me. He and his people in many parts of the world are having their Christmas trees with their little children around them, just as we do here. He and his people have pointed the way in courage and in sacrifice for the sake of little children everywhere. And so I am asking my associate, my old and good friend, to say a word to the people of America, old and young, tonight. Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Fellow workers, in the cause of freedom, I have the honor to add a pendant to the necklace of Christmas goodwill and kindliness, which my illustrious friend, the President, has encircled the homes and families of the United States by his message of Christmas Eve, which he has just delivered. I spend this anniversary and festival far from my country, far from my family, and yet I cannot truthfully say that I feel far from home. Whether it be by the ties of blood on my mother's side, or the friendships I have developed here over many years of active life, or the commanding sentiment of comradeship in the common cause of great peoples who speak the same language, who kneel at the same altars, and to a very large extent pursue the same ideals, whichever it may be, or all of them together, I cannot feel myself a stranger here in the center and at the summit of the United States. I feel a sense of unity and fraternal association, which, added to the kindliness of your welcome, convinces me that I have a right to sit at your fireside and share your Christmas joys. Fellow workers, fellow soldiers in the cause, this is a strange Christmas Eve. Almost the whole world is locked in deadly struggle, armed with the most terrible weapons which science can devise, the nations advance upon each other. Ill would it be for us this Christmas tide if we were not sure that no greed for the lands or wealth of any other people, no vulgar ambition, no morbid lust for material gain at the expense of others had led us to the field. Ill would it be for us if that were so. Here in the midst of war, raging and roaring over all the lands and seas, creeping nearer to our hearths and homes, here amid all these tumults, we have tonight the peace of the spirit in each cottage home and in every generous heart. Therefore, we may cast aside, for this night at least, the cares and dangers which beset us, and make for the children an evening of happiness in a world of storm. Here then, for one night only, each home throughout the English-speaking world should be a brightly lighted island of happiness and peace. Let the children have their night of fun and laughter. Let the gifts of Father Christmas delight their play. Let us, grown-ups, share to the full in their unstinted pleasures. Before we turn again to the stern tasks and formidable year that lie before us, resolve that by our sacrifice and daring, these same children shall not be robbed of their inheritance or denied their right to live in a free and decent world.
Okay, enough, enough, please. Dear Father, enough! Now, where did I ever hear a crock of crap like that before? Does it sound familiar? You remember 9/11? You remember W. Bush? You remember the towers? What you thought? Were planes flying through those buildings? And all of these Arab hijackers screaming, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar! You remember all of that? And I told people that was an inside job when I first saw it, and they cut me off. They wouldn't let us on the radio, on the local station. They wouldn't let any dissent come through. How can you believe that our leaders, that our president would do that? Why, they'd be liars as well as murderers. And I said, yes. And I said, did you ever hear of Pearl Harbor? Oh, yeah, those dirty, no-good chaps are wait a minute now. Did you know this, thus, and that? No. How come? Well, I never learned that in school. How come? And then I proceed to tell them. We had an American president in the White House who was partially crippled, we're told, from polio. And he commanded, he allowed for the destruction of innocent servicemen who thought they were there to protect the Hawaiian Island. And they weren't. They were being set up. They were being set up for mass slaughter. And he knew it. He knew when it was going to occur. He knew where it was going to occur. He knew how it was going to occur. He let it happen. Now, do you believe that a man could be that diabolical, that evil? Well, gee, I guess so. Well, why can't you believe that a man in the White House today in 2001 or 2012 or 2019 could be that evil? Well, I guess you're right, Rick. I never thought of it that way. I know. I know you haven't thought. Nobody thinks. They just simply react to a set of temptations put before them. They genuflect to a stomping on the feet. Ouch! Ouch! They stepped on our toes and I'm hurting. You understand? I do. Thanks for showing me that. See, especially if you see a man wearing a cross or wearing the fish symbol on his lapel and saying, I praise Jesus, I love Jesus. I get that all the time. And I always ask people, which Jesus? There's a true and there's a false. There's a fake and there's a real. So when I explain to them what's happened and in history, now they can understand how diabolical people can be, just as that serpent was in the Garden of Eden that I just read again. He was more subtle than all the creatures there in that garden. We'll come right back. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order thought police are on the run. Because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my goodness, Lord. Can you imagine, folks? Can you imagine talking about children at Christmas time? Talking about the little darlings don't know a thing, are innocent, don't know any better, and you're inviting them to enjoy the birth of Christ when you have plotted. You have plotted the murder of not only hundreds of thousands, but tens of millions. Tens of millions. That's what they did. Churchill, as well as Roosevelt. Churchill was installed to do just that, a man who had enormous gambling problems, alcoholism, booze problems, drunkenness, womanizing, and they, the regime, the bankster, gangster criminals, said, we will put you in control of England and make you a hero in the eyes of the world, make you a statesman and pay all your debts off. Would you like to do that? I sure I would. I would, I would. And he did. He made a pact with Hitler that he nor Hitler would start the bombing of civilian centers in each country. And then he did. Churchill, as Professor David Irving, by the way, documented in his many documentaries, Churchill violated that first. He sent the RAF to bomb German cities simply so he could get the Germans baited into attacking him and England. And then go back and forth in this volley, this exchange of weaponry, this exchange of bombings from the sky, of civilian centers. So Churchill did it deliberately, intentionally, and knowingly. And so did Roosevelt. There was an American in the embassy of Britain at the time, just before the outbreak of the war. And he, that man, uncovered the secret codes that were being used by Churchill and Roosevelt to communicate with each other to try to bait America into that war through Japan. And he found out, he came clean, intended to announce it to the world, and he was shut up, bound and gagged and imprisoned for 2 long years. Now, you know, this is the kind of freedom that we fight for. Freedom. Baby Bush. Freedom, liberty, justice for all. Really, it's comical. If it wasn't so tragic, wouldn't it be? Sure would. But then again, the average person today is so dumbed down, so bemused and distracted by every little thing in their own lives, that they would just give it a shrug of the shoulders and say, oh yeah, it's terrible and everything, but let's go on to the next adventure, the next war, and the next one that's being planned for us, and then finally we can have a world at peace. Well, that's exactly what Satan wants, is a world under his control at peace, his peace, the peace of the graveyard, spiritual darkness. You know, folks, read Genesis chapter 3 again, and read it, not in the King James Version, but read it with a concordance, and look at the words and how Satan conceived a child named Cain, and his seed line would continue throughout all the generations until the end to deceive the world and do Satan's bidding. Then you'll understand why these wars indeed were consummated. All right, we'll come right back. Hour number two, don't move. Rick Adams on set.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.